Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift at 7:02. You've got Bo, Mike, Ali Mac hanging out with you this morning. Of course, Dylan keeping us on air back there behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Mike, what is your last or latest DIY project? You always have something going on.
Oh, gosh. Right now, I am DIYing some air ducts into floor joists in my basement so that I can make room for some workout equipment.
Oh, okay.
You know what? They finished the basement at some point, and they didn't move the air ducts, and they were just kind of like hanging down like 2 or 3 feet into the living space. And so it wasn't usable for what we wanted to use it for.
I gotcha.
So, yeah, I'm headed to the depot today.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Got to get some drywall and other stuff.
It feels
like doing something.
Same with us because we have this new house. And so it feels like every single day there's a different DIY project. And we've uncovered, you know, this brick pathway underneath our pine straw in the backyard.
Yes.
So now we're realizing we're going to have to like regrade everything, redo everything. So yesterday we were setting up like a temporary dog pen in the backyard.
Yes.
So that Han and Chewy have somewhere to run around until we can get everything fixed and then give them a real fenced in backyard.
Did we figure out where the body was buried under the path?
Not uncovered yet. We're going to start pulling the bricks up. I'm a little bit nervous because, Bo, you brought up a really good point yesterday in the studio. You're saying it might be...
It's a pet cemetery.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
There's a dead pet or two underneath
there.
I mean, I don't know how old the house is, but if it's, you know, 30 years or older, it's definitely a couple of dead pets there.
Yeah, it's an 88 home, so.
Y'all got to save the bricks. This is like a perfect thing, like an HGTV thing where you save the bricks and you'd utilize the bricks in something else. You recycle them or upcycle.
Was it the OG owner that you bought it from or?
No, there have been a few families that moved in there. Like this, the bricks were covered up by someone that put in like an actual deck instead of just a back porch. So there's different layers of mysteries that we are uncovering. I had no idea that I would turn into a detective after buying a home.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I just can't wait for the next chapter in this saga. You know what I mean? We don't know
what's underneath the bricks.
And I can see the YouTube video right now. And I don't even know if you have a YouTube page, but the YouTube video right now, like the cover, you know what I mean? Icons like, you'll never believe what was under these bricks in my backyard.
Just wait till I get a Netflix
3
series.
3 million views. Like, what? What was it? I don't know.
Like I said, it's going to be the mystery of Macaulay Manor going on. All right, so we got to talk about Falcons mandatory minicamp. It kicked off yesterday, and there was a lot made in the media. Is Kirk going to be there? Is he not going to be there? And really, Raheem Morris kind of squashed that yesterday by saying it's just not as dramatic as people think.
I'm really comfortable with Kirk because of who he is, his character, the person. I don't worry about those things with Kirk because he's a man first, and like, he's going to go out and do whatever it takes for us to help his football team as long as he's with us. And he's with us. And, like, it's been really less dramatic of a situation than it has been from an outside of the building standpoint.
Yeah, because the drama is created behind these microphones with people at this radio station, at news outlets, at others, you know, the fans. There's no drama in the building. The narrative, it's a created drama outside of the building, and for it just doesn't exist in there. You know, Kirk Cousins doesn't get himself onto another team quicker by coming here and for the next, you know, however long he's here, 2 months, you know, 10 months. He doesn't do it by being a cancer. He doesn't do it by creating a bad image. I mean, it's just so silly that we sit here and act like. I mean, there was literally a poll question from a show on this radio station yesterday. Is it a good idea still? It's not a bad one. You've got a veteran backup, and Kirk even said yesterday when he talked, "Hey, I'm not here, and I'm not going to overload Michael Penix. I'm going to tell him what he needs when he needs it. I'm going to be there for him. I'll help when I think it's necessary, and then I'll lay off. And then if he needs it, he'll come to me, and I'll give it to him." Like, that's how it works. I don't know what I just get so irritated by this fake narrative drama that we create for whatever reason and thrust it onto them because we're petty in our own lives and we wouldn't handle the situation well. We're not mature enough to handle it, so we act like they're not.
I this is going to be shocking to a lot of people. I completely agree with everything Bo just said. And this is the stance, Allie, that we've taken since December. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've pointed to the fact that I think I tweeted this like back in January. There was a lot, can't wait to see what Kirk's, you know, they're going to be on the hook for all this money and he's going to, you know, they're going to probably release him at some point. He's going to go. I have been of the belief since the beginning of this entire saga that he will be just fine as a backup quarterback. I know that he wants to start, but he has made almost $300 million in his career. He's going to be just fine. He has family that lives down here. He has set up shop seemingly where he lives and getting all this, you know, work done on his house and everything else and you know, setting up with, you know, his wife and kids. So this is not a situation where you worry about the person that Kirk is or the backup quarterback is in this instance and say, man, you know, I don't want this to be a focus. And that's just not what this is. And I've said since the beginning, Bo and I have had this conversation. Well, is it going to be a distraction? The guys on the sideline are not paying attention to the national broadcast. They're not watching CBS. They're on the sideline. They're interacting with Kirk. Kirk is watching the iPad with Zach Robinson and DJ Williams and everybody else and trying to figure out how they can all be better. They're not worried about whether or not, you know, Jonathan Vilma's in the booth and the camera is showing Kirk Cousins on the sideline. They're not focused on that. Now, there's always going to be those questions because you guys know as well as I do, the backup quarterback is always the most popular guy in the building. If there is a stretch of games where Michael Penix goes one touchdown pass to three interceptions over a three-game stretch, sure. But I think that I'm very comfortable in saying Raheem Morris is not going to revert back to Kirk Cousins anytime soon. This is Michael Penix's team, and it will be for the foreseeable future. And I think that everybody involved in this seems to understand that, aside from the eyeballs on the outside looking into this situation.
I think you two have a very different perspective on how football players go through every single day life. We personalize anyone on the outside of the Falcons organization. Sure. Looks at it like, he just got a demotion. If I got a demotion, oh, shoot, writing's on the wall. I better get out of here before something happens. But their lifestyle is just so wildly different that it does make sense that he could stick around.
Yeah, and here's the other thing I'll throw out at you guys. And, Bo, I'd be curious to see if you know this. Let's go back 2 years, and we talked about the fact that there was, I don't know, like 65 starting quarterbacks. If I asked you how many starting quarterbacks actually started all 17 games 2 years ago, do you have any idea what that number might be? Because it's way lower than a lot of people realize. And the fact of the matter is you do need a quality backup in this league.
What was 2 years ago? Was that 22 or 23?
23.
So Brady was already retired. What's my rookie? It was a rookie in Houston at the time.
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud started all the games, I think. Okay. I know he started all of them. Pretty positive. Jared Goff started all the games that year.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the number is between 1 and 10, 10 and 20, or 20 and 32?
I would say the number is probably no more than 6.
It's 8.
Okay.
Yeah, 8 quarterbacks have started all 17 games two years ago.
And I bet 6 of them were playoff teams?
Yeah, I mean, like, that, and that's where I'm at. And I think that's eye-opening for a lot of people. It's like, oh, well, you know, hey, Michael Penix is show. Dude, the odds are that you're going to need that guy at some point. And I hate to have that conversation. I hate to say that. But you look at a Kenny Pickett starting a game a year ago for Jalen Hurts. When they ended up winning the Super Bowl. He got dinged up. He needed a week off. And you have to play the backup quarterback. So it's going to be a conversation at some point, and you would love for it to be a guy that you do feel like is a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback coming in.
It's about money, too. Like, if we get demoted, we lose money. Kirk Cousins isn't losing any money. There's no incentives in this contract. It's guaranteed. He's getting paid. But the other part is, why wouldn't he want to help this team? You know what the storyline is if Kirk Cousins turns into Jeff Hostetler? And I say that name because Jeff Hostetler, now, they're different players, but Hostetler wasn't a starter, and yet he's a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Why? Because Phil Simms went down in, like, week 12, week 11, and Hostetler came in and rode the coat. I mean, he played well, don't get me wrong, but he rode the coattails of a legendary defense that shut down one of the best offenses at the time in NFL history, and that Bills offense, and got, you know, was on the good end of a missed field goal by Scott Norwood in the night, you know, in that Super Bowl 25, and he's a Super Bowl champion. And then what does he do? He goes and he leaves. He goes to the Los Angeles Raiders and becomes a starter for like 5 years. Now Cousins doesn't have 5 years left, but the reality is Hostetler is a starting Super Bowl champion quarterback because of that, because he was ready. And we've seen other guys step into spots and be ready. I mean, that's what happened. So it benefits Kirk Cousins to do everything right. Not to mention, if he does everything right and then, you know, he's not pouted, he's up to date, a team's going to trade for him possibly at the end of camp or in the middle of the season, and he's going to be ready to go and can be that guy, can be the savior for somebody. So it just doesn't make sense for him to be a detriment at this point. And I think people use it because Brett Favre years ago said, it's not my job to groom a rookie. That's my bat. They're my replacement. Just like Aaron Rodgers did the same thing. But Kirk Cousins is not Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. And I think this is also a completely different situation because those guys were entrenched in those franchises and in those jobs at that point in time. Cousins wasn't. He just came here on a four-year deal that essentially was a two-year deal based on everything the way it was written.
Yeah, is it Will Levis that was talking about this not too long ago? He's like, look, I think I'd be lying to you if I said I love the situation I'm in, mm-hmm. right? He was the starting quarterback that was the first-round draft pick just a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden they draft Cam Warren number one overall. And it's just the situation. Now, are they gonna you know, cut Will Levis? I don't know. Maybe. But he's not due the $45 million that Kirk Cousins is. That's just not the situation you find yourself in. Yesterday and throughout the last couple of days, Allie, we've talked about Jaire Alexander, the corner that got cut from the Green Bay Packers, and is he a possibility here? You're $5 million away from the salary cap. If you cut Kirk Cousins, guess what? You have to go sign a backup quarterback. You know what the going rate for a backup quarterback is, a veteran backup quarterback? About $5 million. Okay. So It to Bo's point, it doesn't make sense in any way for Kirk Cousins to be a detriment. It doesn't make sense for the Falcons to cut him at this point. You've got to hope that he gets through training camp. Again, you don't have a ton of draft picks next year. You don't have a ton of money in terms of the coming season. So if something shakes out after training camp or there's an injury somewhere else, sure, love to field those calls. But as of right now, I think the status quo is just fine, and everybody seems to be just peachy with it up in Flowery Branch.
Yeah, and we're going to continue the conversation about minicamp and all the audio that's coming out. I mean, Kirk did talk to the media for quite some time yesterday, so we'll cover that later in the show. But coming up, morale was up, guys. Now it's back down. Braves bats went cold last night. We're going to talk about it next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and...
Yep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How does he have?
I think when the season ended last year, you know, as I started then getting into working on my body and having the time to do that, felt like I thought I was much better than I was. And I think you learn that as you improve, as you make improvements, you realize, oh, I thought I was already back and I'm still, you know, making a lot of improvements here. So that kind of then tells you that, hey, on a 1 to 10, I thought I was at an 8 and I was really back at a 3 or 4, and now I'm getting back to that, you know, 6, 7, and 8. And so you start to kind of realize that you weren't quite as far along as you thought.
Thanks for spending your morning with us today. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, Ali Mack here. Obviously that was Kirk Cousins talking about how he thought he was a little bit better off than how things went last season. Mike, how often does that happen? Someone comes back from injury maybe a little bit too soon, or they're just not back to 100% when they thought they were?
Pretty often, because you just you give everything you have. And a lot of times, even when trainers have, you know, signed off and said, hey, he's released for full activity, doesn't mean all the small muscle groups in whatever the injury was, the ligaments, the tendons, doesn't mean they're all just, you know, 100%. It just means that you are cleared to move about however you need to, mm-hmm. and can participate in lifts and everything else going on. So I know that there was a lot of focus, you know, throughout the offseason, guys, on Kirk and, you know, whether or not he was healthy, and the whole thing about the Saints game and getting hit and the shoulder and the ribs and the Achilles. And I don't know. I mean, listening to him right there saying at one point he's a 3 or 4 is a little bit eye-opening, but I don't know that it even matters at this point, I guess, is kind of where I'm at with that whole conversation.
Well, it matters because there's a lot of criticism thrown on the offensive coordinator. Oh, why are you in the pistol? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Because the damn quarterback couldn't move. And he's not talking about his shoulder or his elbow or his wrist or anything in the New Orleans game. That's him talking about his ankle. That's all he's talking about. And to me, that sounds like there was like scar tissue in there or something. But when we had fans and media and everybody just crushed the first-year offensive coordinator for how he aligned the offense with what formations they were in and why they weren't doing more play action and why he wasn't under center more. Well, because the quarterback couldn't move, and he was, they were working around him. The $35-40 million, whatever you want to call it, quarterback couldn't move, and he just admitted he couldn't move.
Yeah,
I mean, so that's why you're out of the pistol. That's why you and I broke this down. We talked about how it was so much easier for him to do it out of the pistol, and yet, you know, we've got Twitter GMs and coaches and radio GMs and coaches calling the offensive coordinator an idiot. and saying that they were holding the team back with the way he was calling it. Well, if the guy I'm depending on to do the play action can't actually do play action, how do I call it?
Yeah, well, and I'm split on this because I do think that there's a lot to do in terms of if you want to talk about bootlegs, the play actions, the bootlegs when it comes to the wide zone. Hey, you can't run. You have to have the running back straight behind the center when you're in wide zone. You and I covered that a couple of times last year. It's the only way that the cut point for the running back lines up with where the offensive line will be, right? You have to have – so running it out of shotgun where the running back is in this sidecar formation just does not work when you are a wide zone team. But – so I'll excuse Zach Robinson for the bootleg stuff. Like if you don't feel like he can make it to the edge or move around the perimeter. But some of the play action stuff – that you could simply, out of the pistol, just turn around, put your hand out, fake the handoff, and then turn back around towards the line of scrimmage. I'm not letting Zach Robinson go on that. There is.
How long does that take to develop? I don't want to cut you off. I don't want to interrupt your point because I want to get a little bit data. How long does that
to develop what
for him to drop back, do the play action, then drop, turn around, and get in his set? How long does that take? Because I'm not sure. Against certain teams where, you know, against Carolina for one, or against like week one against the Steelers with TJ Watt was a bad matchup for McGarry. There's a couple of guys in this league that are speed rushers that are bad matchups for McGarry. That's just the way it goes. There are guys that are bad matchups for Jake. That's just kind of the way it goes. But I don't know if you have time to allow that if that quarterback can't move at a little bit of a quicker pace, if he can, because we watched a couple of stretch plays last year where he couldn't get there out of under center to hand the ball off to run. He couldn't get there.
It takes too long to develop if you're looking at it as a pass play. But the reason you run the play action is to get a guy like T.J. Watt on his heels. You put if you're Kirk Cousins and you're in the pistol and Bijan's right behind you, guess what? You take the snap. You open to your right. You allow Bijan to run right at T.J. Watt because he chipped a couple times that game anyways when they weren't asking Kyle Pitts to do it and fail at it. And that's how you go about the business.
Shot.
Yeah, but it's so frustrating because I'm sorry, dude. I am sure that there were limitations for what Zach Robinson could do with Kirk Cousins. I'm not excusing Zach Robinson for what week one looked like last year. You knew that T.J. Watt, the freaking defensive player of the year, was going to be coming in week one. You had the whole offseason, and you thought, oh, let's match up Caleb McGarry. Well, and when that didn't work, you thought, hey, let's use Kyle Pitts off the hip to chip on his way out. That was not it.
That's a little bit, and that's to me, that's a little bit of a different conversation, but all the focus was on, why is he under center? Why is there no more play action? Why is there not more? I truly believe that the quarterback said, you either saw it or he said, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think it's coming out now, and I think there are some people in this town and maybe nationally that have a little bit of an apology for Zach Robinson because I'm not excusing him of everything they did. But it's clear to me that you were in that pistol a lot more because the quarterback couldn't freaking move.
Yeah.
Well, another situation that didn't go as expected was the Braves yesterday. Fell to Brewers 4-1. Bats just weren't there, guys. At some point, the hitting has to kick in if we want this season to turn around. They split the series right now with the Brewers tonight. It is Schwellenbach and Chad Patrick on the mound.
Yeah, and Q, somebody out there saying, well, see, we need more pitching. He gave up 3 runs. Well, he's a guy that should be your long relief guy. I mean, with all respect to Grant Holmes, if the season is going how you want it, he's in long relief right now. Yeah. If this season is panned out the way you want it, you've got Ronaldo, you got Strider going so well, you got maybe AJ or Elder one has won that job, and Grant Holmes is long relief, and he did way more than you would expect ever out of a guy who really didn't pitch in a major till last June. That said, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think they had 2 hits. They were all Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy went 2 for 4. It's really bad. And look, even if Drake was in there yesterday, if you get 2 hits from Drake, but he's in the 2-hole right now. So then it just is really bad. And that is as bad as you might need bullpen help. If you're close to the wild card come time, I don't know how you don't add a hitter. And I know we're going to get Profar back in what? I think he's eligible to have rehab assignments and then, or, you know, make his way back in the minors on the 19th, I believe. I don't know. It's a dark hole.
Yeah, it is. And the frustrating part for me watching is you get a couple of hits from Ronnie. One of them is a CNI single. I've said it numerous times. I'm going to give Ronnie till the middle of June till I decide what he is. Well, he's pretty good yesterday.
Yeah.
And yet you still are not getting anything behind him. And the conversations about where Ronnie should hit in the lineup, he wants to hit leadoff. It doesn't matter if nobody else around him is getting hits. And there were so many frustrating at-bats yesterday. Austin Riley, don't even get me started on Michael Harris. And Ozzie Albies in the ninth inning.
Well, and that lightheartedness and that fun that you guys were seeing yesterday or the day before, it just didn't seem to be there. It seemed to be completely gone, and the morale was down yet again. I don't know what's going on.
It's the Braves blues is what's going on right now.
It's almost if they don't get off to an early start. I mean, I don't know. I think they scored in like the fifth inning. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either.
How
many different ways can we say the hitters suck? It is what it is.
And guess what? We can actually say it. That's why I do feel bad for Sinker at times, because I don't like saying guys suck. I don't like. I feel it makes me feel a certain way. That's why I won't really
because they don't.
Well, it's why I won't call guys soft, because I know there's an NFL players aren't soft. Now guys might make business decisions. I don't believe that guys are necessarily soft in the NFL. I just don't believe you can make it there. So saying a professional baseball player sucks, I don't want to jump. I'm not going to do that. I don't. That's not who I am, and that's not who Brian Snitker is. That's why Snitker gets up there and goes, I mean, you know, shoot. I mean, yeah, just not hitting.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll try again tomorrow. What the hell are you? Him going off in a press conference does players no good. It probably irritates them in a way where they don't want to perform for you, not in a way where they want to.
Yeah. I look at it too. And how many times have we had on this show and on the station and every piece of media that covers Atlanta baseball, who's to blame? Oh, Alex Anthopoulos or Brian Snitker needs to do this, or this guy needs to do that, or the bullpen. None of them are performing up to par right now. Like, let's just go ahead and spread it all around. This team seems to have a fatal flaw in the way they're constructed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any fire in the dugout of the clubhouse. Maybe that's on Brian Snitker. But at the end of the day, the livelihood of everybody involved is for these guys that are being paid a lot of money to go up there and hit baseballs. And that's not what is happening right now. And look, I tweeted out earlier, Ozzie Albies at bat in the ninth inning. He gets a knuckle curve right down the middle to start the at-bat. You're down by three in the ninth inning with one out. I don't know what you're looking for. Maybe you're saying, get on, a guy behind me can do. Okay, fine. So you get the knuckle curve right down the middle to start the at-bat. You work it to 3-1. It's a hitter's count, and then you get a four-seam fastball. Literally couldn't have been a better pitch to hit. And you take that one, and the next one you also look at on the outer third, and you're sitting down.
Well, and I think he was having a career streak of hits in a game, which was just—
At least on base, yes, for sure.
Yeah, he was having a streak, and I was like, please keep that going, because there had been so much focus on Ozzie and the lack of getting on base. And, of course, yesterday that streak was absolutely broken.
It stinks because— We love these dudes. Like, you love watching Michael Harris make plays in the outfield and having so much fun when he does the tongue thing on the base.
He's up A-town down with the tongue.
Yeah, yo. and so it just and that's why it's so frustrating, man, because you watch all these guys that you've had so many good moments with, especially a couple of years ago when you hit 305 or 307 home runs, whatever it is, and there's just no answers. It just seems to be eventually you hope they come back to the back of the baseball car, like we always say, and it ain't happening.
Yeah, and I take that back. Eli White and Nick Allen did both have a hit. But you know what? Alston Riley wasn't very good last night either. Ozuna, I just don't know how – I don't know what to do, but I know that I can't have Michael Harris and Ozzie Albies hitting 5-6. And I don't know how to I don't know what to change, but that I can't have right now.
Well, I'm going to have you guys debate something a little bit different in a few minutes with Which One Wednesday.
Yes.
Ruminate on this. Which would you rather have? Elbows that bend the wrong way? Or knees that squeak loudly?
What?
Think about it. Think about it. And coming up next, Mike and Bo will debate it for Which One Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Bo, Mike, Allie Mac, Dylan going to need to be a judge in a moment when we have Which One Wednesday and mic'd up. But just a reminder, we have the Rusty Manziel joining us in studio at 8 a.m. to talk about all these changes from the Georgia High School Association. They are cracking down in a major way. All the regulations, it is getting nitty gritty.
Yeah, and Rusty will obviously have all the latest on that and some of the caveats and nuance surrounding that conversation that we love talking about. Allie, I've got to, look, you've been, you know, kind of poking at Bo and I today, and really all week. So I have to hold your feet to the flames on one thing.
There we go.
We were having this Aaron Rodgers conversation earlier, and she was like talking about how nobody knew for 2 months Aaron Rodgers was married.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, he just kept it a secret. And you said, and I quote, "If I could do it all over again, I would have just gone to the courthouse." And I was like, oh, man, well, it's, you know, I wonder how many people out there regret having a big wedding. And she's like, no, I don't regret it. And I was like, oh, you just said if I had to do it all over again. That is literally a regret.
No, you're assigning a totally different meaning
to what I
said.
You said that you and Grant should have just hit the courthouse.
I do not regret my wedding. I did not enjoy the planning process. It was stressful.
Really?
I lost half of my hair. I was like, what I was wearing that day was a weave. Like, I had to wear fake hair.
Had a bonnet on.
I will never forget seeing my niece's face when I was carrying my halo to the venue. She goes, "Is that your hair?" She's like 8 years old. "Are you gonna wear that?" I was like, "Yes, my hair's been falling out because this has been so stressful." Yeah. Because while Grant was heavily involved in the planning process, if anything was ugly or did not follow etiquette, you know who's gonna get the blame for that?
Oh,
me.
Yeah, for sure.
Me.
That's just how it works.
That's how it rolls. So if I had to do it again, I would much rather go to the courthouse, but I don't regret it.
Yeah, Mike, I think you're being a little unfair here. I don't think Allie saying she would do it over again. I don't necessarily
see that. He literally said if I had to do it all over again.
But I don't necessarily see that as regret, though. I don't see that as regret. I see that as I would have just done things differently.
Well, how do you feel like regret? What do you think regret is then? If you look back on something and say I would do that differently, that's pretty much regret.
Like, we have to break out the Merriam-Webster.
Then you can say, "Well, do you regret it?" Well, I don't necessarily regret it. I would just do it differently.
What it just means. I mean, because she still obviously had fun with the entire experience. Obviously,
exactly.
The planning experience stressed her out, but she still loved the experience. So I'm sure she would like to have
Doesn't
that experience
sound like
again.
She loved the experience. She just said her hair was falling out.
My hair was falling. I was on vitamins. It was
Dylan,
bad.
What was the best part of it? Did you have like one moment where you're like, oh man, that was magical?
Oh my gosh, the entire day was incredible. The first look, we had a waterfall. Yeah,
you wouldn't take it back.
No, so it's not a regret, because a regret is like, I wish that never happened. I wish I didn't have that experience, but I wouldn't have the experience to know that I learned a lesson on that day. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me, Allie. I'm Team Allie on this all the way.
Well, that's not surprising. You do this from time to time. You see someone's
do
on
what?
An
be
island.
The voice of reason? I'm the voice of reason all
you
the time.
You see someone's completely
wrong
on an island.
You don't
island,
let people pile jump.
And then you go over there and you say, well, I'll stand on this island with you because that's what
I'll hold your hand
you
through
do.
This.
I'm just
and
the
I,
voice
and
of
look,
reason.
That's not being the voice of reason. Doubling down with someone who is completely wrong doesn't mean you're the voice of reason. It means you're just... I don't know. You just like to be wrong with people, I guess. I don't know what to say.
Not completely wrong. Best day of my life. Planning process sucked.
You guys have been... Oh, it's over a year now you've been married,
yeah,
right?
In November it'll be 2 years.
Okay, so what did you guys like go back and watch the video on your anniversary?
Oh,
okay, you didn't do video. Okay. I was going to say, like, you know, some people are like, oh, man, I can't wait to come to look through the photos on my anniversary or whatever else. And then you relive those memories. So you...
But
don't necessarily regret it.
We had the cake, the top tier.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that thing.
Okay. Was it good?
Ours was good, and we still have more for this upcoming second anniversary. I don't know if it's still going to be good.
Was there a theme on the groom's cake? Was there like a Star Wars or a Braves?
So we had an office theme going on. Like, my itty-bitty nephew was the assistant to the ring bearer.
Ring bearer?
Yeah. And then the groom's cake, there was an episode of The Office where Jim was schemed by Dwight into being employee of the month while he was manager. And so there was a cake made with Jim's face on it that said it had to be you.
Yes.
That's the cake we had.
Yes.
For the groom's cake.
Yes. That's hilarious. Mine was actually a race car. My wife got me a race car made and surprised me with it at the, I guess she showed it to me, I guess, before everything started, but. I was like, yeah, it was Martin Truex's race car. It's pretty cool. Still got a picture of it. I don't remember. It was like the 5-hour energy car at the time.
Did it taste good?
It's awful.
Yeah, it was really good, actually. Okay. And I don't remember who made it, but they did a really good job of just turning it into a race car. And we did a first look, and we're walking back from the first look. And she's like, oh, yeah, I got a surprise for you. All right, close your eyes. I was like, okay, cool. I turn around, and it's like a race car cake. I was like, yes! Yes.
What kind of cake was it? Like the type of cake?
I think there was a strawberry in the middle with like
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to show you. I'll put a picture out.
Such a dude description right there. Yeah. There's like a strawberry.
I don't know, man.
I want a marble
cake
for mine. I want a marble cake. I love marble cake.
Yeah. You planning a wedding?
Not now.
I'll give you some tips, Dylan.
When it does happen, I will look definitely to all of you.
I think you will be after this. That's your what? Opening night? You're going up there for opening night? Isn't that where she told you to propose to her?
It is. I'm not putting anything out the realm of possibilities.
You can't ruin it though.
She knows. She told him. Don't forget, I got to take you to see Jaron at Solomon Brothers.
That's right.
So we got to get it figured out.
We got to be planning that soon.
Don't forget, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Dylan's not going to botch the proposal. He's also not going to botch the judgment today on which one wins there.
Dylan, you better be paying attention to this one.
now that I know that he doubles down on people that are wrong, I think he just goes with whoever he thought lost
the
argument.
That's why you won last week. Here we go.
Like I said, voice of reason.
I didn't play last week. So.
Justice. I'm always on the side of fair and justice.
All right. For which one Wednesday, Mike and Bo are going to debate these out, which one is right, which one is wrong, and then Dylan will judge it. For your first question, it is, which is more probable? Ronald Acuna will have 7 home runs in June, or Raisel Iglesias will keep his ERA for June under 4?
Well, I answered this the other day that Acuna would have 7 home runs. I said he would have, I think it was fair or foul, would he have 7 home runs? And I said it's fair in the month of June. He's already got 2. So that was at 10 days in. So I still think he gets there. I don't know. I'm not booking anything on Raisel Iglesias right now.
I am going to say Raisel Iglesias because I think they're going to start using him in less high leverage situations. And we saw him pitch the eighth inning the other day. He looked very, very comfortable in that situation. So I think that pitching the eighth inning, maybe you take a little bit off his plate. Maybe he's allowed to be more matchup based in the way he's utilized. And I think he keeps it under four. His stuff's too good not to keep it under four, right? He's too good of that. I think that Ronnie, I hope he gets a seven, but we're already a little bit behind the eight ball when it comes to what you need to get there. So I'll go with Raisel here.
Okay. Which would you rather have? Elbows that bend the wrong way?
This is the craziest question.
Or knees that squeak loudly?
I'll start here. I already kind of have knees that squeak loudly, and I got to say, it's not that enjoyable. It's the elbows that bend the other way, and I don't even know why. I guess so that I can always get that weird spot on my back that itches. You know what I mean? I don't know what other way. It couldn't be comfortable to, like, sit in a chair like that. You know what I mean? Those things are always just kind of dangling behind you. You can't use the armrest. You're just kind of flailing off into space. So I'm going to go with the elbows that bend the other way, though, just so I can be that guy.
I was going to go elbows as well because I can hear Mike coming down the hallway. It's more about his feet than his knees. It's not his knees. My knee actually does. When I bend over to pull the golf ball out of the hole and I put it, you can hear my knee make noises. Now, it's not fun. So the elbows, plus I'm sure you could do something with it. There's some kind of advantage you could have with elbows is that like being double jointed though?
How would that look if you were a pitcher?
How would you drive?
Like this? You just drive like that, right?
Yeah, underhanded. I don't know.
Moving on, Bo, you're going to start this one. Which free agent pickup will make the biggest impact on the Falcons defense this year? Divine Diablo or Leonard Floyd?
I'm going to go with Leonard Floyd because I think I don't still 100%. I think I know what Divine Diablo is going to do, but I don't know. I don't think any of us 100% know how he'll be used. I don't know if Divine Diablo will be starting because I'm not saying that Troy Anderson can't come back and win that job. And I think in some ways they're similar and in some ways they're different. So I've got to go with Leonard Floyd. The guy's a perennial double-digit sack guy since he left Chicago. Let's go figure. And so, and I think he's got more around him this year. I think they've added more with Abbott Cady. They've got Brilliant Trice coming back. You got Pierce and Walker. Leonard Floyd.
Yeah, this one's tough for me because I think that in the way that they both play individually, like if you look at just the stat column of how many tackles or sacks or whatever each of them get, but I think I'm actually going to go with Divine Diablo here, and I'm with you. I don't know that he's that day one starter. I think Troy Anderson's going to get first crack at that. But I think Divine Diablo in the end, let's just say Troy Anderson's not part of that conversation. Divine Diablo allows you to do different things with Jalen Walker, which I think is a big point. So you act who has the biggest impact, probably maybe not in the stat column when it comes to Divine Diablo, but the way it allows you to move around chess pieces for this defense, if he is that guy, I think it opens up a lot of things for Jeff Ulbrich and Raheem Moore. So I'll go with him.
Okay. Shaq recently assured everyone that changing networks is not going to ruin inside the NBA, as we know and love it. But if one of the hosts were to leave, which one would be the bigger loss, Charles Barkley or Shaq? Mike, you're first.
It would be Charles. Charles has been on there a lot longer, and he's just one of those guys that just says whatever's at the top of his mind. And honestly, a lot of times he is right now. He's misstepped with some of his opinions over the years. But how long has Charles been there? 25, 30 years? That show was good before Shaq got there. Mm-hmm. I think that it would be okay if Shaq left, although he is the cherry on top. But to me, Charles exiting the picture. Charles is just the wild card. Like some of the stuff he says, you're like, what is he even talking about? Love Charles Barkley on that. Although both of them make that show what it is right now.
Yeah, their banter has grown the show, but it is Charles Barkley. He's an OG. It's his show. It's him and Kenny and Ernie. That's it. I mean, Shaq did add in. Plus, you know, I know you can't understand what Shaq's saying. I know. And Big Diesel.
The Big Diesel. Big so Shaq.
And I love Shaq. And Shaq's one of the nicest human beings on the That's the thing is, like, all four of those guys are extremely great
people,
human beings.
Yeah.
Ernie Johnson, if people don't know, is one of the most stand-up human beings I've ever dealt with in this business. It's unbelievable the human being he is. And they're all great guys, but it's definitely Chuck. And Chuck will probably be the one that would get the quickest because he don't care.
They fly off the rails.
All right, one more. Bo, you're starting this one. Which scenario would you rather find yourself in? getting caught in a long conversation with a fantasy football manager that talks about his team nonstop, or go see a game with the fan who explains every rule to people who don't ask?
The game. Because I can, it's so much easier to ignore someone talking to me at a game because I can just, I can drink heavily and stare off into space and be entertained by the game in front of me. And I can ignore the rules that I can nod and go along. But most likely the way I interact, that's how I see this question being set up. I see the fantasy football player standing in front of me at a party and I can't get away from him.
Yes.
And I say, well, And this is how I envision the conversation. Oh, hey man, hey, what? Who should I start? Who should I start? Bijan or Derrick Henry? Well, oh, I think that it's Derrick Henry. And then he goes on, and because those, that, I'm sorry, but you people, fantasy football owners, you don't want to hear what you don't want to hear anything about. You just want to tell, and I run out there. I just kind of, my well runs dry in those situations.
I'm in agreement with Bo on this. I think, look, nobody, let's just put this out there. Nobody likes the narrator friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't need the narrator friend. I don't need you sitting there giving me the play by play in the seat next to me. That's what West Durham is for. Okay. If I want to throw on the radio headset, that's exactly what I'll do. But absolutely nobody cares what's going on with your fantasy team. Like, nobody cares that, you know, your starting running back got dinged up and he's going to miss the next couple of weeks. Just move on, man. All right. So, yeah, I'm with Bo on this one. I don't need the narrator friend, but he's way better than the fantasy football guy.
Dylan, who won this round?
It was a strong start by Mikey P, strong finish by Squidbilly. However, today's winner is
Mike Mafia.
Goes to the Mafia, baby.
Never a question. The Nation of Domination has returned.
Well, congratulations, Mike. And coming up, the one and only Rusty Manziel is joining us in studio to talk about all these changes and rules and regulations. I know Mike and Bo have so many questions for him. If you have one, tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.